the railing of a cruise ship in the Gulf of Mexico and committed suicide. He was a poet, a gay poet, a gay alcoholic poet, which those all sort of seem to go together. And he was considered then sort of an eccentric and not a major poet probably at the time, but I think he's sort of come to be seen as a fairly major poet, a modernist poet. I think personally he rivals T.S. Eliot, maybe even surpasses him in his ability to craft phrases and lines. He's more interested in sound than sense, I believe, and I liked him so much that I wrote a poem for him. And this poem starts with a little quote from Ivor Winters, who was actually a teacher here for years at Stanford and was a transplant to the West Coast, became a very important critic, poet, critic of poetry. And he said of Hart Crane's poetry that it was curiously dewy geometry. Dewy meaning lustrous or fresh, youthful. And this is his epitaph for Hart Crane. One of his seminal works was called The Bridge. It was written for Brooklyn Bridge. And I think that's where the geometry came in Winter's assessment of his writing, that it is a curiously dewy geometry. And this is called Epitaph for Hart Crane. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Your lines are malleable, I admit. Perhaps from a yearning, a despising, father cool, mother dear, lover near, and fool that you were, saw the pale moon rising, signifying through the hooch a blessing, never guessing the moon would wax and wane, the river's purple edges ebb and flow. Blank space defines a point or breaks a plane perpetually, a skewed perspective. Perceptive as you were, you sensed the source, but never felt at ease with nature's proofs. Frozen winter's warmth, cruel spring's passive force. In your fine dis-ease, you found no angle and no equal, but slowly by degrees, faded like the moon, receded with the tide, parallel, like branches of the trees. Thank you.